Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. And thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and for the stages later on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Very likely.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other party?
Not Democrat. Least.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
Prefer not to answer.
Okay. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56
to 65?
Thank you. And now, generally speaking, will you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the ground track?
Right direction.
And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important: crime and neighborhood safety, property insurance cost, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, affordable housing, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, growth and overdevelopment, or corruption in city government.
Congestion.
Okay. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with, and please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just let me know. The first one is Raquel Regalado. Are you familiar with the name? Okay.
Yep.
The next one, Joe Carollo. Do you recognize the name?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
The next one, Keon Hardeman.
Unfamiliar.
Damian Pardo.
Familiar but neutral.
Okay. Christine King.
Unfamiliar.
Eileen Higgins.
Unfamiliar.
Manolo Reyes.
Unfamiliar.
Miguel Gabela.
Unfamiliar.
Daniel Levin Cava.
Unfamiliar.
And Francis Suarez.
Familiar and mildly unfavorable.
Okay. And now, if the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Joe Biden.
And are you definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate, or probably?
If I vote, then definitely.
And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidate for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violation of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, and defines terms, provide effective date. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of the Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against the constitutional amendment?
Vote yes.
And definitely voting yes or probably?
Definitely.
And the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authorities to require notifications to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
Vote yes.
And definitely are going to vote yes or probably?
Definitely.
And there may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, should City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term
I will not vote for that, one way or the other.
Okay. I need to read everything verbatim.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding and required at no cost to city, previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, increasing revenue to city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yeah, I would probably not vote on the referendum.
Probably not, okay. And you will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. The first one is allowing office space to be included. Strongly approve that, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I would not vote on it. I just wouldn't vote on it. I wouldn't make a motion.
But that specific component, will you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
It's not that I disapprove. I neither approve nor disapprove.
Okay, no problem. And the next specific component is allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Strongly approve that?
Same after.
Okay.
I would not vote on any of
you. Reducing the overall amount of development, approve or disapprove?
I would neither approve nor disapprove. I have no opinion.
And the last one, creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Neither approve nor no opinion.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 80% now. Thank you so much for your time. You will now be given a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project called Watson Island, which is off of the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. It will also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters have previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Now in this, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
I will not vote on the referendum. Neither yes nor no.
But it may be a probably no against or probably yes or or none of these.
I don't have enough information to decide.
Okay. But regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
Public space on Biscayne Bay.
Okay. And what is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard?
Potential environmental impact of additional development.
Okay, just let me record your answer. And now, will you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports the Watson Harbor proposal? If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well.
It will make no difference.
And there is another proposal that could appear on your November ballot. This is the last proposal. This proposal is also on Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is an eco-adventure park. This proposal will authorize the construction of 2 residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new public park for city residents. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes, I would vote for the referendum.
And is definitely or just probably?
Yes. Probably.
Probably, yes. And lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the 2 potential proposals on Watson Island, Watson Harbor and Jungle Island? I support both of these proposals on Watson Island. I support the Watson Harbor proposal, but not the Jungle Island proposal. I support the Jungle Island proposal, but not the Watson Harbor proposal. Or I oppose both of these proposals on Watson Island.
The closest is I support the Jungle Island proposal.
Okay, just the Jungle Island, but no the Watson Harbor proposal. Is that okay?
Correct.
And I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
About right.
And if you were to label yourself, will you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
A liberal.
Very liberal or just somewhat liberal?
I mean, very.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
A doctorate.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Hey, sorry, quick question. Who's organizing this survey?
Metro Research and Opinion Research. We're an independent research company. The call center is located in Miami.
Metro Research. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you for your time, sir, and have a great day.
You too. Bye.